You're up to Mishnayis Masechta Krisus, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. The Yod Sholem Rabbi Kiva. Another question that Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. That HaShoychet Chamisha Zvochim Bachutz. That is, somebody shechted five different kabonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. Belamech with one forgetting, he didn't realize it. So now, Mao, how many chatoyos is he chayiv for this? Chayiv achas akulim, since it's like one chet, he's only chayiv one chatis. Oyachas akul echad yechad, for every korban that is shechted bachut, since it's a separate maisam, he's chayiv a separate chatis, even though it was all belamechot. Izomulois, and the answer about to keep and said, Lois Shemano, this case exactly we did not hear. In other words, even though we learned before that if you live with five different ishas that are nidais, you chayiv each one separately, but it could be there are people, and not them is different, the person is different. Ashenka and five behemoths, maybe they're not different. So does not know clearly whether you chayiv one chatis or five chatois. Omer Bishur said, Shemati heard like this, that b'oichol mizevech echad b'chamisha tamchuim, somebody eats from one korban, five different tamchuim, five different plates. And each plate, like the food, is made differently. So again, from one korban, so you're having hanor from Hegdish. So the Elamech, even was all in one forgetting, Shuchayev HaKolechad V'yechod, Mishamila, that for every plate that you eat from, Yechayev a separate a korban milo, that you and then in a Hegdish B'shoigay. That's the halacha. So Rabbi Yeshua says, for Roy Ani Shadvorm Kavachayma, to me, I see a Kavachayma over here. To say that if Yechayev here for Tamchuyim, Shit Yid Bichayev for the different behemoths. So in Yeshech, each behemoth Bachutz, you'd be chayiv a separate chatis for each animal that you shechted, each korban you shechted bachutz. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Loikach Sholom Rabbi Kiva. This was not the question that Rabbi Kiva asked. Now, this was not the question that Rabbi Kiva asked if you shecht five different korbanos bachutz. Ela rather, Rabbi Kiva's question was like this, Rabbi Shimon holds, that Ba'oichal Noiser Mechamisha Zvochim Be'el Amechad Mao, in case the person eats from five different kabonas, a kezayis of noiser from each one of them. So mice is eating five kezayis of noiser, behele mechod. So shalu is mahu, chayiv achas, because chayiv one chatis for them, because the mice is just like eating noiser over and over again, behele mechod, yoni chayiv one chatis. Or maybe achas kol echad yechod, since each kezayis eating is coming from a different korbin, so maybe that's enough to mechalek to say chayiv five different chatois. On this, Omuloy, the answer back to the Kivan said, Loy Shemana, we did not hear clearly what the locha is. And on this, Omer Bishur says, yes, that Shemati hold like this, that the Oichel Mizevech Echad, if somebody eats from one carbon, the Chamisha Tamchim, with five different plates, means five different tavshilim, five different ways of cooking it, one was broiled, one was roasted, one was cooked, the Elamech with the one forgetting, Shuchayim HaKolachat B'Echad, Mishumila, there is Chayim, five different Asham Milas. Each shachil is chayiv a different korban oshem. If so, Zokta Yeshua, v'roi ani, I see in my mind, shadvorm kavuchayim, it's a kavuchayim here, that who didn't have eaten noisa from five different behemoths, that you chayiv a separate chatis for each one of them. The kavuchayim is here eating from one korban. So if the tamchuyim, the plates, could be mechalik, sub-shita, we need a kezayis noisa from five different animals, each one a separate animal, shita, that's mechalik to mechayiv you, a separate chatis for each one separately. And on this, Omer Rabbi Kiva said back, Im halacha nekabel. If what you're telling me, Rabbi Shua, is like halacha l'mor shem Sinai, I'll accept it. But v'im ladin, if you're saying it min asvar from a kabel chaymom, yes, tshuva, I have an answer against you. Omer Lois, Rabbi Shua said back, Hoshev, let me hear what you have to answer me. Omer Lois, Rabbi Kiva said back like this, Lo yim amarta b'milom, shoso b'es ha-maychol koichol. Maybe by milo it's different. If you have hanor, yeet from five different plates of bosa from the one korban. The reason why over there the tamchuyim, the plates, could be mechala to make a separate chiyuv osham is because by milu there's special chumras. Shosaboya samaychol koichol. If you feed somebody else, if you're just like moitzi the bosa, that's also nisamila. You don't badafka have to eat it yourself. If you're meichel, if you feed somebody else from the bosa kochim, you're over there samila. But by noisi you don't have that. The same thing, and another chumriz v'yasamahana kinena. If you give the hanor of hegdish to somebody else, also you're over the yisamila. And serif hamila lizman ruba. that if you have hanor for maybe today, let's say worth a chati pruta, and then you have another little bit of hanor tomorrow, again worth a chati pruta, so the two things are mitzarf together, that the mice you add hanor from hegdish worth a sheva pruta, you bechayev a korban milo. But toima benoisa mashenke bad yisra achilav noisa, shein b'yechem mikoleli, you do not have any one of these three chumers. By noisa, you have feet kezayis yourself, not if you feed somebody else, not if you give somebody else hanor. And also you have to eat the kezayis within Echtei Achilas Pras. If you eat more than Echtei Achilas Pras, more than 2 or 3 minutes, you're not chayiv. So it could be you cannot make this kal v'chomer to learn out Hilchas Achilas Noiso from the locher of Hilchas Mila. Now Mishnah Yud. Om Rav Akiva, Akiva says, Sha'al Tiyas Rav Lez, I ask Rav Lez like this. Ho'isa Melochas Harbe B'Shabosas Harbe. Let's say somebody does a lot of Melochas on Shabbos. Does a lot of different malachas on one Shabbos, but he keeps on doing these malachas with Shabbos Harb and a lot of different Shabbosim. Main malach achas, they're all like one type of malacha, means it's a toldah of the different toldahs of the same malacha. Bela mecha, so with one forgetting, all this time he did not realize that this malacha is also. So mahu, what's the malacha? Chayev achas akulam, since it's all with one helam, so you chayev only one chatis and all these averis, all the shabbosis, and even the different malachas, but since their name is the same, they're told us of the same type of anav, you only chayev one chatis. Or yachas, akolachas v'yachas, maybe you chayev one on every single malacha that you did. So Maluvia said back to him, yes, chayev akolachas v'yachas, chayev on each one separately. It's real to Shalom the Gemara, that doesn't mean to say you chayev on each told us separately. Or does it mean to say Yichayev each Shabbos separately? The Kofan said that Chayev Cholachas V'Yachas. Mikal V'Chayim, Havik V'Chayim like this. Ma'im Hanida, Madach Panisha Tanida. She'ein bo toitzois harbei. There's not a lot of different halachas about a nida. A lot of different, not like 39 of us malachas. There's only one malacha, one isa, bia. Set the sloshin of she'ein bo toitzois harbei v'chatois harbei. There's not different chatois about a nisa nida. Still, akolachas v'yachas, that yichayiv akolachas, every time you live with an isha, yichayiv is so Shabbos, by the malachas of Shabbos, sheyesh bo toitzois harbe, there are a lot of different malachas, there are 39 different malachas, the chatois harbe, could be chayiv 39 chatois, is then and then, isn't it right to say, sheyichayiv akolachas v'yachas, that for every malacha, for every Shabbos, you should be chayiv a separate chatis. Is amarti loy, so I said back to him, no. So Rabbi Kiva says back to Rabbi Leza, Lo yimamata benida, it's not a good sushtel. Isn't it only by nida, sheyesh bo shtei azoros? There are two different azoros. Meaning to say, shehu muzer al nida, via nida muzer asalov. The issa both is upon the man and upon the isha. They're both over the avera. So that's why we say yichayi for 5 different chatois, and 5 different noshim, 5 different nidis. But yomav shabbos, you want to tell me by Shabbos, She'ein bo'el azorach, there's only one aver for the person that's doing it. There are no two people involved. If so, maybe you only chayiv one, you're not chayiv separately. In other words, by nidus, since each isha is for sure chayiv her own chatis, so therefore the one man who lives at the mul is also chayiv separate chatois. But by Shabbos, there's only one chatis on the person, maybe it's only chayiv one, not the two in our case. So Amali, Sir Lezer says back, what's going if a man lives with a nida, but she's a katana, that she's not chayiv? Shein b'el azorach, there's only one avera by the man, and still the chayiv akolachas v'yachas. Is a matelus, if Akiva says back, no. Lo yim a matel v'boal a katana, so if you live with a katana nida, shafo fi shein v'achshu, even though right now they're potter from a chatis, they're potter from a inchin, but yesh b'em liachas man, the maestro, when they would become gedolah, they would have a chayiv. But to yom v'shas, one time by Shabbos, Shein bo lo yachshav lo lachas man, there's never more than one chiyuv chatis on the person that does it, not now and not later. If so, maybe there's only one chiyuv chatis, even though it's Shabbos HaSarbeis, and not a separate chatis for each Shabbos. Is Amali, habo al habehema yachiyach. If you live with a behema, that only the man is chayiv, not the behema. Amati lo, he said back to Menach Nami, a behema ke Shabbos, the behema will have the same halacha like Shabbos. At the same way, yester shalom by Shabbos, have the same inshallah by behemoth also. A person lives on a behemoth, a lot of different behemoths. Be'elamachad, there's one forgetting, is he chayiv a kol behemoth, or is he chayiv one. So that's Rabbi Kiva's shayla. It says Rabbi Kiva was not makabel the answer of Rabbi Leza, not negated to Shabbos, to say that each Shabbos should be called a goof by itself, and not to have told us of an av, to say each one's called like an av by itself. Yeah, Paragravi, Mishnah, Sofak Ochal Chelev, Sofak Loyochal. Person has a doubt whether he ate Chelev or not. Now, the Afilu Ochal, even if he knows he ate, but Sofak Yeshba Kishir, Sofak Chamber Kishir, has a doubt whether he ate the Kazayas or less than the Kazayas. Now, what's going to be Chelev Shum Leponim? There was a piece of Chelev that's treif, that's also Chiv Karas, and a piece of Shuman Kosher Dekafat. Ochal Asachas Men Yet from one of them. But when you do, he's not trazing memocha, which one he ate. Or else, Ishtoi b'yachosim b'vavayis, he had his wife and his sister in the house. Shogot b'yachosim, he knows he lived with one of them. He had beer with one of them. V'yen you do, he's not sure, though, b'yezim mem shogag. Or else, in all these cases, there are going to be cases like Yichai b'noshim toli. Another case could be shogag v'yoyim choyel. That you were Shabbos, v'yoyim chol, it was Shabbos. And a weekday, v'yosam malachas b'yachazem, he did malacha either Friday or Shabbos. When you do a b'yezmei malachas, he forgot whether it was Shabbos, whether it was Friday. So he has a sofek whether he was mechal on Shabbos or not. In all these cases, he has a sofek if he did the aveira or not. Even though if he would do the aveira vaday, then since it's b'shoig, he's chayim chattis. But now that he has a doubt whether he did the aveira b'shoig or not, malacha is maybe yosham toli. That's the mitzvah to bring an yosham toli. That's mechap on you in the meantime until you find out whether your father did the Aveira or not. And later when you find out that yes, you did the Aveira, then you'll have a chiyuv to bring another chattis. Mishnah Beis. Kishem shemocha chelev v'chelev. Be'lemechot ein achai v'lo chattis achas. Just like if you eat in one forgetting, one kezayis of chelev, then another kezayis of chelev. It's all called like one achila, yoni chayiv one chattis. Kach the same alocha aloi hoida shalehen. That ein amevi elo ashamechot. In the case where you have a doubt whether you did the Aveir or not, even though you have a few doubts, but still Yoni Chayiv, one Oshem Toli. Now let's say you know you ate two pieces, and you have a doubt now whether they were both Chelev or not. So since you didn't have your D in between, it's called like one Achil Yoni Chayiv, one Oshem Toli. What's going to be though, Im Hoysa Yediyah Ben Toyim, in between you realize that you ate the Sofik Yisa, so just like if you realize in between that you vada yet chelev, you have to bring one chattis, and then you forgot and ate another one, you have to bring another chattis, is al kol echav yechod, is kachu maybe yoshem tol al kol echav yechod. The same thing if you had a d in between that you knew that you have a doubt whether you ate the chelev or not, that mechayev to bring one yoshem toli, and it happens over again, you have to bring another yoshem toli. Now kishem shemochal chelev. V'dam noisra pigel belamecha. The same if a person eats a gezayis of chelev and dam noisra pigel with one forgetting. Chayav kolakas v'yachas is chayav a separate chattis for each one since they're separate isurim. Kach the same thing aloy hoyd shalehem. When you have a suffix whether you ate the dam noisra pigel is made v'yoshem tola kolakas v'yachad. Every one of them is v'chayav to bring another korban oshem toli. What's going to be chelev and noisra pigel? A person has chelev and noisra in front of him. Ochal echav, he ate from one of them. V'yen you do, you're not sure ezem yemocha, which one you ate, whether you ate from the chelev from the noisar. Or else, here at the bedekot, you know for sure you did a chet, you're just not sure which chet. Ishtoi nida, let's say you have your wife that's a nida. V'yachos ima b'vayis, when your sister's with you in the house. Shodag v'yachos them, you live with one of the two. But v'yen you do, you're not for sure, v'yezem yem shodag. V'yel Shabbos v'yel mekipurim. V'yosam malochas ben hashmoshes. The Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, and you did Malacha Ben Hashmoshes in between the Shabbos and Yom Kippur. V'en you do, you're not sure as in them also, whether it's still called Shabbos, whether it's the next day Yom Kippur. So in all these cases, Reb Leza Mechayev Chattis, Reb Leza Old Yechayev Korban Chattis, since you know like for sure you did the Chet, and you were Shoigay, so if we have to bring a Chattis, not a Noshem Toli. Reb Yeshua Potev, Yeshua Old Zno Yepotev from a Chattis, since even though you know for sure you did a Chet, but you're not sure which chet you did. The pasuk says, "Ohei delav chatosai ashechota boidashins." Until you know exactly which chet you did, you're part of the korban. Omer Rav Yosef Yosi says, "Lo nechloku aloisa malocha ben hashmoshes. No machlokes if you do the malocha ben hashmoshes, you're part of that. You're part of Why? Shani Yom, I've heard to say maybe Miktsas Mloch Osa Mayoim or Miktsas Lamachor. Half of the Mloch was done today on Shabbos and half was done tomorrow on Yom Kippur. So you potter because it's not true it did a chet at all. It's not a shear of the Aveira. The Amman Nechlaku is so weird, the Machlaikas Amman Nechlaku. Alois said Betoycha Yom. If someone does the Mloch in the middle of the day, just when you do, he's not sure. And B'Shabbos also was in Mechal Shabbos. Vim Yom Kippur also was in Mil, was in Yom Kippur that did the Aveira. So that's the Machlaikas. You have to bring a Chattas on that. You know for sure you did the Chet, but you do not know which Chet. That's the Machlaikas. Oy Aloysa Vim Yodeim Eizem Mloch Osa. Someone did a Mloch, but you're not sure which type of Mloch you did, whether it was Harish or Zarei, the same Machlaikas. We have Lezim Mechayev Chattas, Yom Yeshua Poyter. Or we have Yuda. Poitri Hoyu Reb Yeshua. Af Miyoshim Toli. He holds that Rabbi Yeshua holds, you even parted from Noshim Toli. Since, even though you have a suffix, whether you did a chet or not, but since again you did not know for sure which chet you have a suffix on, he holds you even parted from Noshim Toli also. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim. They both say that Lo Nechlaku, there's no machlok between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah before. Al dove shum mishum shem echad. If the Yisr is one name, shum mishum shem echad. Let's say, in case you had in front of you, shnei atzei teino. You had in front of you two pieces of teino of a fig, and you picked off one of them on Shabbos b'shegeg, and you're not sure which one of them. So since they're both the same Yisr, shuchayev, both agree then yichayev, because it's called you know for sure what chet you did. Even though you don't know exactly which twig you picked off. Avi Alman Nechlaku, where's the Machlaikis? Adav Eshum Eshum Shnein Shnemus, the shell of two different Yisurim. And you're not sure which one you did, the suffix, whether you cut off, or whether you were talking, whether you grinded. So, Shreb Leza Mechayev Chattis, because the Maisi, you know for sure, you did a chet, you were Mechal Shabbos. You'll be sure of Paita, since you don't know exactly which chet it was. Omer Reb Yudavud says, Afilu nischavin lelake teino. First night of mind to pick off figs. Velikit anovim. By mistake he picked off grapes. Rest the opposite. Anovim. He had a mind to pick off grapes. Velikit teinim. Rashkaris. He had a mind to pick off black ones. Velikit levonis. He picked off white ones. Levonis. He had a mind to pick off white ones. Velikit shkaris. Reb Lezer mechayev chatos. In all these cases, according to Reb Lezer, mechayev chatos, because lemais you know for sure you won't mechal Shabbos. But Reb Yeshua poiter, even though it's the same melacha, but they're called different things, since one is black and one is white, and one is tame and one is anovim, that's not the mechalik, you do not know exactly what you did the chet on. Now, Omer Abiyudah says, Tomani, I wonder, im yiftabor Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabbi Yeshua hold, you would be potter. And came if so, lo manem ha-shechot abo prat ha-masasik. How come we have to have a special postik that we dash in ha-shechot abo, now, a lot of say the Gersa really should be here, not that we have it to say that Omer of Yehuda, but rather it's Omer of Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon was the one that says, to me, Ani, I have a wonder, and Yiftav Rabbi Yeshua, how come Yeshua patters? Like in this case where you had Kavana to pick off Tainim, and you picked off Anovim, since Lamaisi you know exactly what type of chet you did, how could Rabbi Yeshua say, Yepata from Achatis? That's what Rabbi Shimon asked. And the Gurus now on this, the Mishnah itself asks back and says, "Im Kaila, this is a stam question back to Rabbi Shimon. How could you be Mitami? You wonder, Im Kaila, according to you, Lo Manem, how come we dash in the Posse that says, Ashechotabo, Prata Mesastik, that we know Mesastik is Potter? So here also is called Mesastik. You Rossi can pick enough Tainim, and it came out you picked off enough of him. So what, you should be Potter. So what you wonder, what is Rabbi Shimon say, you're Potter? You should be Potter right away because the Maisa that's considered Mesastik. Yeah, Perek Chamishi Mishnah. Dam Shchita Bavehema Bechayu Voifois Bein Tmeim Bein Tahrim. The dam of a Shchita means the dam that the neshama the dam that comes out b'shach Shchita by Behema Bechayu Voifois. That's whether it's a Behema with Tchay with Oif Bein Tmeim whether it's like a sus or a zeiv or Bein Tahrim whether it's a regular shore or Tzviat Tanagol. Look like this, dam nechira means the dam that Yoit says b'shas nechira. Hainu, that means to say, shadot rechem ebalechayim, you like stabbed it, and the blood that comes out then. That's called dam nechira, not dam shchita, but dam nechira. You stabbed and blood comes out. For dam ikur, if you uproot the simonim, the veshet and the kono, for dam akozdev, you stam a balachad, you give an operation, just give a cut there. So all these cases, if it's the dam shanefesh yotze, but the dam that the nefesh leaves, that dies with that dam, then the locher is chayev molot. If you eat that dam you chayev koros if you eat it. That's called dam anefesh. But dam hatchoil, the blood that you find in the spleen, dam alev, dam it's inside the heart, dam beitzim, it's in the beitzim of the behemoth, dam dogim, dam of a fish, dam chagovim, grishap, is dam atamtsus. That's the blood that's not the dam anefesh, but dam atamtsus, that's the blood that comes out after the dam anefesh comes out. After it gushes out, and later comes out slowly again. That's called the dam atamtsus. Is ein chayov molav, and these things you're not chayav koros if you eat them. As the pasuk says, kim nefesh kol botsa dam hi, kol achiv koros. You only chayav koros on the dam, shal nefesh yoytzes voy. Now, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev dam tamtsus. If you don't know, you chayav koros even the dam atamtsus, even the dam that comes out after the gush of the blood, even the blood that comes out at the end, for that he holds also chayiv koros. For the mice, Allah with like a Tanakama. Now Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv al sofik milus ashem toli. Person has a sofik whether you was nenim in hakodesh or not. Like you know you had hanor from this basar, but you have a sofik whether it was kosher or not. So he holds that you chayiv to bring nashem toli. The chachamim poitim chachamim say no, you potter from nashem toli. They all yoni chayiv nashem toli on such a chet that we did it b'mezit like you chayiv koros. But milut yoni chayiv alav, they all there's no oshem toli. Well, moedir Rabbi Kiva agrees though shein maybe yes milosai. You don't have to bring a korban milah actually to svadla until you know for sure you had to did the chet. See here, the word milos means you don't have to pay back the keren and the chaimish. You would not have to pay back the money. Like this, if you know for sure you were nenem and a hegdish, you had a hanor. So you have to pay back to hegdish the amount of hanor enjoyment you had in value. And also you have to do on a chaymish. So here, Rabbi Akiva agrees, even though he says, min asofik, you have to bring a noshem toli, but you would not have to pay the keren for chaymish, asher tisvadeloi, until you know for sure you did the chet. And then when you know for sure you were over the yisr of mila, you had hanor from hegdish, then the yavi imo oshem vadai. Then you'll bring a korban oshem vadai, plus the keren b'chaymish. Amar Rebbe Tafan says, Mal ze maybe shnei hashomis. Why should this person have to bring two different hashomis? Like, why should this person did a suffik aveira, suffik yisamila, have to bring two different hashomis? So really Rebbe Tafan agrees to Rebbe Kivin the Yisoid that it would apply to have an oshem tolui by an yisamila. But still he doesn't understand why you have to have two kabonis. Ela rather his answer is like this. Ela yavi mila v'chumshay. You should bring right away the keren and the chaymish and the yavi oshem b'shtei sloyim. Bring a korban oshem, this aisle, that's worth at least two sloyim. The yom, and say like this, like make a tenai. Im vade mealti, if it's true that I vade did the chet, if so, then I'm a chuyu to bring a keren chaymish v'yoshem. So zu milosi, this should be my keren and chaymish. V'zeh asham, this is my korban oshem. V'yim sofik, if I only did the avera, men asofik means it's not really true that I did the avera, then hamoyis nadav, I'm not mechuyev to give back the money. So the money should stand be nadav to hegdish. The yoshem toli, then this korban should remain a noshem toli. And the chilek why he says this over here of Tarfon is because over here by noshem of a milom shemimin shumevi ala vadai mevi al hoida mevi aloi hoida. Like the same type of a korban, if you know for sure you did the chet, is a noshem milom. It's the same type of a korban a noshem for an noshem milus. There's v'adal chatoim, you would not say this from Tarfon. Because what the chatoim, if we did the chetvad, you have to bring a chatis. Now that it's a sofik, you have to bring a noshem toli. So you cannot bring one baim and make it tonight, the two different animals. But over here, that both the vade and the sofik is both a korban noshem, here at Tafanot, you couldn't make it tonight, bring one, and mamonashach yoyotza. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Omolor Rav Kiva says back that near in the Rech, he says back to Tafan, I like what you're saying, ben milamuta. That's only if the person only had hanor from hegdish, let's say a shava pruta. That's all a small amount. Then it's worth it for him to pay up right now the keren and the chaymish and bring only one korban. You're saving yourself two sloyim, which is more than one pruta. But what's going to be hareshabu al yodis sofik mila b'meyamono? Let's say it's a sopik without of a person had a no $100 worth of hegdish. See, the Sol Daniel B'Kivi says that your svar Reb Tachlin doesn't make sense. Lo yofa, isn't it better for him? Lo yofa loyim. Shayov yoshem b'shteis loyim. Let him take. You have to bring two separate kabbonis. Let him right now only bring a noshem toli. And therefore, if he only brings a noshem toli right now, would be potter right now from paying the keren and chaimish. Therefore, the al yov v'sofik mila b'meya mona, and he should not have to come and pay me that sofik $100 to hegdish. So if so, it makes more sense to only bring a noshem toli now and not spend $100 now. And later, if you find out that you've had yov v'sofik mila, then later you'll pay. But right now, for the gamble, it's worth it just to have to pay one carbon and not have to pay $100 mona. The Mar in Mishnah says, but if it's only a small amount of hano, then really Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Tafram that it makes sense to bring this one carbon with the Karen B'chemish on tonight. Now the Mishnah says, let's say an Isha, they gave birth, had a miscarriage, and it's a doubt whether the miscarriage was a tzurus of a vlad that she has to bring Kabon HaSon or maybe not. That's called she has a Sofet to bring a Chatis Leif. So locker is like this, if she brings it, a chate soif could be brought min a sofik. So like this, imachla nimlako noidalo shiyodo vadai, let's say before the Kohen God does the first avoida, before he makes the malika, puts his hand through and cuts off the head, before he did that, it was noidalo, she realizes now that the child she had was a vadai vlad to mechayev the korban. If so, this oif now, ta'asena vadai, let the Kohen have him kavona now, that this should be yotza chate vadai. Not a chatis sofa, but a sofa vadai. Why? The same svarishim minchi meviyo aloi hoida, meviyo al hoida. Whether it's a sofa or whether it's a vadai, it's the same type of knife she has to bring. Therefore, let her bring it now al havadai. But since in both ways the oif that she has to bring is a chatis, so therefore even though at the beginning it was only brought mena sofik, but to find out about it before the malika, it could turn into become a chatis oif vadai. Mishnah Dalit, Chaticha Shel Chulin VeChaticha Shel Kodesh. Let's say you have in front of you a piece of meat of Chulin and a piece of meat that belongs to Hegdish. Ochal Achas Mem Yet from one of them. Then you do Eiz Mem Ochal, you're not for sure which one you ate. The Locher is Potter. So Potter means you Potter from Noshim Toli. According to Chachomim, that holds that we had before, that by the Chet of Milo, there's no Is, there's no Korban Oshim Toli. Since if you do it to Mezid, you're not Chayiv Misa, it's only Alav. Therefore, there's no dinoshim toli. But Rabbi Kiva, mechayiv boshim toli. Rabbi Kiva holds no. A sofik yisamilo is also mechayiv you to bring a korban noshim toli. What's going to be now ochel es hashniya? First you ate one piece, then later you ate the second piece. So now for sure you ate the piece of kachim. Therefore, maybe yoshim vadi, you have to bring a vadi korban noshim and pay back the keren b'chemish. What's going to be ochel echad es rishayna? Ruvain ate the first piece. Obo achav ochel es hashniya. Shimon, the second person, came and ate the second piece. So, Zem may be Yashim Toli, but Zem may be Yashim Toli. Different Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, they both have a suffix whether they ate the kachim or not. Therefore, they both have a chiv to bring a Yashim Toli. Rabbi Shimon says, Shneya meviyim Yashim Echad. Shimon holds they could bring him in at tonight, both of them together. Since between both of them, we know for sure one of them ate the kachim. So, one of these two is Mechiv to bring a Yashim Vadai, really, and one is not. So if Shimon knows they can bring him a shutfis, and they'll make it tonight, as if to say, whichever one really has to bring it, it should help for him. Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef Yoyme Ein Shnai Nevi'im Oshem Echad. You can't do this. They can't bring a korban Oshem a shutfis. So really, Rabbi says, Rabbi Shimon holds, like Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Vikar Radin, there is a din Oshem Toli by an Isamila. Just over here, where two people did it, and for sure one of the two did the chet, that's Rabbi Shimon's story, he could bring a korban Oshem on a Tanai, Bishutfis. And the Yosef know, two of them cannot bring it on a Tanai, but rather each one has to have his own korban. And therefore, if he holds like the Kiva, they both have to bring an Oshem Toli. If he holds like the Chomim, they both put from the korban. Now, Mishnah Hei, Chaticha Shechulin VeChaticha Shechelev. Let's say there were two pieces in front of you. One was Chulin, and one was not Kachim, but was a Chelev. Now here, according to everybody, min al sofet will be a chiv oshem toli. Ochal achas mihen, v'en yedu ezim mem ochal, v'en ev yoshem toli. If you ate one piece, you're not sure which one you ate, you have to bring an oshem toli. Ochal es hashniya, then the same person ate the second piece. So now for sure we know that he ate chelif, he knows for sure exactly which chet he did. Is mevi chatis, now the chiv is to bring a korban chatis. What's going to be Ochal Echvet Rishayna, Reuben ate the first piece, Uvo Achav Yochav Tashnina, a second person came, Shimon came, and ate the second piece. The din is Zem maybe Yoshim Toli, the Zem maybe Yoshim Toli. This goes according to everybody. They're both going to have a chiv not to bring a korban Yoshim Toli. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Shnei Nevi'im Chatzach Achav, that's Rabbi Shimon Chita, that since between both of them we know for sure one did the chet, so therefore they could bring a korban Beshutfis, one korban Chatzach, to make it tonight, whichever one did the chet Vadai, it should help for him. And again, Rabbi Yosi Yomino and Shnei Nevi'im Chatzachas, two people cannot bring a korban Beshutfis when it comes to a kapara. Therefore cannot be Beshutfis, therefore this is not the eighth, but rather each one has to bring his own korban Ashram Toli. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Mishneh Vav. Chaticha Shachela v'chaticha Shakodesh. You have two pieces of meat in front of you. One was Kachim and one was Nisachelev. Ochel asachas mem, ven yedu eizem emochal, is maybe Yoshim Toli. Since you have a doubt, you don't know which one you did, you have to bring a Yoshim Toli. And this goes deep according to Chomashit that holds for the Yisak Mila, Yepata from the Yoshim Toli. But here you also have a suffix, maybe ate the chalif. So therefore, according to everybody, you have to bring an Ashram Toli. Because even though, like, for sure you did a chet, but since you did not know for which one, you'd be chayav to bring an Ashram Toli. Ochles Hashinot Zilad, you ate the second one. So now you know for sure you did both chatoyim. So maybe chatas for Yoshim Vad, you have to bring a chatas for the chalif, and an Ashram Toli for the Ashram Vadai for the Yisamila. Ochel Echelas for showing that one person ate the one piece. Or Bo'acha, Bo'acha, the second person came the second piece. So Zem may be Yoshim Toli, the Zem may be Yoshim Toli. Both of them have to bring a korban Yoshim Toli. Because both of them have a suffix exactly which chet they did. Rabbi Shimon Eimer again, no. Shnei Nevi'im Chatas V'Yoshim. Both of them brings like one pair together. And between both of them, one for sure did the Yisr Chalev, and one for sure did the Yisr Akachim. Therefore, the Peshutfis to bring a korban Chatas and a Noshim on a Tnai, whichever one did the Chalev is the Chatas, everyone did the Mila is the Yoshim. Again, Rabbi Yosi Yagazin says no. Rabbi Yosi Yomer ain't shnai mevim chatas v'yoshem. They can't have a korban for kapora come b'shutfis. If each one has to have his own korban, if each one has to have his own oshem toli. Mishneh Zayin, chaticha shachelav v'chaticha shachelav kodesh. Let's see, you have one piece of just chelav, another piece of chelav that was kachim. So for sure, now you're over nisa chelav when you eat either one of them. It's a solid whether you're also over the isa mila or not. Ochal achas mihen, yate one of them. Then you do ezem och, you're not sure which one you ate, so maybe chatis. For sure you have to bring korban chatis. What about the sulfate mila? This is the tanakam that holds, there's no ashram toli on mila, therefore you part from the ashram toli, you only bring a korban chatis. But Yakiva Roimer, his sheet was no, maybe ashram toli. You have to bring true a korban chatis for the chalev, but you also have to bring a korban ashram toli because maybe you ate the chalev shal kodesh, you're also over the isamila. Ochles Hashinot to the same person ate the second piece. So now for sure he did both chatoyim. So according to everybody, maybe shtei chatoyis. He has to bring two chatoyis. One chatis for the first piece of chelev he ate. And then we're talking about now he had a di in between. And then he ate the second chelev. It's another chiv chatis. And also noshim vandai, because for sure he rolled with the yisamila. What's going to be ochal echad esrishayna? One person ate the first piece. Obuach, another person came, Yochles Hashinot ate the second piece. So zem maybe chatis, or zem maybe chatis. Both of them have to bring a Vadai Korban Chatis. But again, must the Yashra Milas, the Tanakam all be a part of an Yashra Mila, and the Yisra Mila. Rabbi Kiva Raymanel, Zem Mevi Yashra Toli, Zem Mevi Yashra Toli. Achutz from the Chatis, both of them also have to bring an Yashra Toli. They both have a suffix whether they ate the Mila, they ate the Kutcher or not. Rabbi Shimon Eimer again, Zeh Chatis, Zeh Chatis. Each one has to bring his own Korban Chatis, that's for sure. But a Shnei and Mevi, Moshe Mechot, that since it's a suffix, one of the two were over the Yisra Mila. So they bring up a shutfis and Ashram Bade, whichever one did it, it's here for him. Rabbi Yosi Yeminar, Rabbi Yosi Old, and Shnayim Mevi'im Ashram Echad. Two of them cannot bring again a carbon b'shutfis. Therefore, if you hold Yechayev and Ashram Toli, you'd have to bring an Ashram Toli each one separately. If you hold the Tanakama, you'd be potter from an Ashram Toli. Mishneh Ches. What's going to be Chaticha Shalchelev and Chaticha Shalchelev Noisa? You have one piece of Chelev in front of you, and another piece of Chelev that has an Issa Noisa on it. Ochal esachas and yet one of the two, then you do esayit in the mochal, is maybe chatas v'yoshim toli. Here, according to everybody, you have to bring a chatas and a noshim toli. A chatas, because for sure you're over the yisr chelev, and the yisr nois is a suffix, you have to bring a noshim toli. What's going to be ochal esashniyah, then you ate the second one, so maybe shalosh chatos, you have to do three chatoyis. One for the first chelev you ate, Then for the second piece, there are two chatois, as the Yisra Chelev Shabbai and the Yisra Noisa Shabbai. Again, in the case, we have Yedi in between. What's going to be Ochel Echavas Rishayna? One person ate the first piece. Or Ba'ach, another person came up with a Shni, ate the second piece. Is there maybe Chatas V'Yoshem Toli? This one brings a Chatas and a Noshem Toli. Is there maybe Chatas V'Yoshem Toli? And this one brings a Chatas and a Noshem Toli. As each one for sure did the Chet of Chelev, and it's a Sofet each one, whether he had the Yisra Mila, so he has to bring a Korban, each one has to bring his own Noshem Toli. Again, Rabbi Shimon argues and says, Zechatis is Zechatis. True, each one has to bring his own Chatis, because each one did a Vadi Chet of Chelev. But Ushneyim Mevim Chatis Achas, they both have to bring them for this Sofet, whether which one of them ate the Noisar, they only have to bring one Chatis between them. Because for sure, one of the two did it, so therefore Yol's Beshutfus, you can bring the Korban Beshutfus. Rabbi Yossi Yemino, Kochatis Shibu Achet, any Chatis, any Korban is brought because of a Chet, and Shnei Mevim Oisti, you can't have two people bring it together. There's no din shutfas on a korban that's for a kaporum. Therefore, each one has to have his own korban oshem toli. Yeah, Perek Shishi. Mishnah. Hanevi oshem toli. Somebody brings an oshem toli. V'noi deloi shlechota. Then after he brings it, he realizes that what he ate was not a nisa, was not the aveira. At the beginning, there were two pieces there. One was chelev, one was shuman. Then later, he finds out the one that he ate was shuman. The luck is like this. Im actually Nishchiv didn't make the sheet yet on the Korban Hashem Toli, is Yetzei the Yira B'Yeder, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it has no Din Kedusha at all, it has no Chulin, it has no Kedusha, and therefore right now it's Chulin, so you could just use it. You're only Makdishin on the Tzad that you did a Chet, but now that we find out you did not do a Chet, it's Yotzei L'Chulin. V'chomarm Nechom say no, Yira Achi Yistoyev. It has Kedusha on it still, just you can't bring it now, since now you know for sure you did not do the Chet. So therefore, you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum. V'yamocha, then you could sell it. V'yiflu double in the dove, and the money goes to Korban the dove. These are words of Chomin. In other words, they hold that the Maith, you amak the shit, even in Asafik, you amak the shit. So even though you find that lady did not do the chet, still the Kedusha was chal. Rabbi Eliezer, why merim? Yikrav, you let her bring it for Korban the way it is right now. Shimei noi bu'achet zeh hareyu bu'achet acher. That's Rabbi Eliezer shit. Even if you want, you can bring an Oshem Tol, even though you don't know for sure you did a chet. So therefore here also, even though right now you know you did not do that chet, still you can bring an Oshem Toli. But that is a locha, she must not devote the Oshem Toli b'chol yoyim. What's going to be in Mishanichchad Noid? Let's say after the Medi Shchita, then you found out that you did not do the chet. So Hadom Yishofech, the dam just spill out, and you did not do the avoidis. And Va'abos to Yetz Labes HaSreifa. The boss, he's supposed to just go to put it the best Sreifa to burn it. Like a regular din korban shenifsel, she turns Sreifa. What's going to be Nizra Kadom? Let's say they made it already as we can Saddam. Then the korban is already kosher. Therefore, Abbas Yochel Arit from the Bosso. Rabbi Yosi says no. Afilu Adom Bekois Yizorek V'Abbas Yochel. Even what you made a good shchit and a good kabbalah. If you found out you did not do the chet after you made the kabbalah, since the dam is in the kois, the yold that the kli sharet is mekadeshit, even the kadesh psulim mikoriv. Therefore, you're allowed to make this rika. If you make this rika, therefore you're allowed to eat from the Bosso. Kabosi Yochel. Mishne Beis. Oshem Vadai Enekein. About Vadai Korban Oshem. Well, let's say you know for sure you did a chet. You were moil from Hegdish. And then you find out that you did not do the chet. So, imachle, Nishavida make the shchiti yet. Yet Shibi Robeid. Everybody agrees that you're only mak the shib because you thought you did the chet. But now that you know you did not do the chet, it's only chulin. Mishne Nishchat. Let's say you made the shchita. Then you found out. As a raise there you cover, you have to bury it the way it is right now. Because since really it's not Kaddish, Hadloch like Chulun Shenishchat to be Azor is throwing Kura. What's going to be Nisra Kadom? Let's say the Medes Rika Saddam. So then Abosso Yates Labes Asreifa, the boss is like Bosso Psulim that you have to burn since you made his Rika Saddam. Even though Midiraisa was saying now it's not like a Korbin, but Midirabonim, that was near a Korbin Possel, therefore Midirabonim we say you have to burn the Bosso. Who are the Sharaniskol in the Cain? You have a Sharaniskol. That later we found out that the Shura did not kill the person, is also not like a Noshem Toli. They didn't actually niskel, they didn't stone the Shura yet. The Shura is Mutabano, you could use it. Mishinis, let's say they stoned it already. Mutabano, then Echam, you can eat from it, it's like a Nevela, but you last sell it, it's Mutabano. Egla roof also in the king, the Parsha of Egla roof is also not like a Noshem Toli. That means, imachla, therefore, let's say, before they chopped off the head, the neck of the Egla roof, they found out, that either they found the murderer, so now there's no more reason to bring the egg lerufam. Is taitzib through Rabbi Eder and Chami, it's a regular chulin, you could use it. Mishenerf, let's say it chopped off the head, then tikovet b'mkayim loy. Then write a tchaladin of egg lerufam on it, and therefore you have to bury it tosa banor. Shal safik bo metchila, because egg lerufam comes metchila mina safik. Therefore, kipra sveika here, as soon as you chopped off the head, it was mechapa for that second even, and therefore, v'ochala, you're already yotzer with this egg lerufam. Even later we find out the mace, so what, the din is already yotzer. The Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean Rabbi Eliezer says, Misnadi vodam arshim tali b'chol yom. If a person wants to, he can bring b'taras and adav a present, a korban arshim tali every day, or b'chol shor shiyutz anytime that he wants to. V'unikro asham chasidim, he called it an asham chasidim. In other words, according to him, you do not have to know for sure you did a suffix aveira, but some, a person can bring it every day, because even though you don't know for sure, it's very possible that maybe you did do a suffix aveira. So for that, you could bring in the dova. Omer Olav al Baba ben Buti, who said upon Baba ben Buti, showing misnad of Oshem Tola b'chol yom, he also used to be misnad of being for a present, a korban Oshem Tola every day. Chutz me'acha yom kippurim, excluding one day, excluding the day after Yom Kippur. Chutz me'acha yom kippurim yom echa, the first day after Yom Kippur, then he did not bring an Oshem Tola. Omar, and he said like this, Hamoin hazeh, ben Buti said, that Hamoin hazeh, like Lashon of a shul, like he swore, Ilu hayim menichin, if the Chum would have let me, hayisimevi, I would have brought a korban Oshem Tola even the day, moitzoi, even the day after Yom Kippur. Elohim li, just the Chum told me, Hamtem wait, after the Kornes Lesofik, at least you have, I have to have at least some type of a doubt, that maybe you did a chet that's mechayiv in Oshem Tola. But since Yom Kippur is mechaper, fani chatoim that you mechayiv in Oshem Tola, therefore the day after, if you do not know for sure you did a Sofik chet, you should not bring the korban, it's not even a Sofik then. The Chacham, however, the Chacham argue and say, a Mevi'in Oshem Tola, no, you're not allowed to bring an Oshem Tola for a Nedava. Ela al Dova shizdoi nekoris, which I'm going to say chattis. Only on a type of an Avera, that if you would have done the Avera b'mezid, you would be chayiv koris. And if you do it vaday b'shogeg, you'd be chayiv chattis. And now that you have a doubt whether you did the Avera or not, that's when you bring an Oshem Tola. But kitz Chacham hold, it's like a korban chayva, not a korban adova. Only if you know for sure you have a suffix aveira, then you bring the korban Oshem Tola. But otherwise, it's also to bring it. Mishnah Dalet. Chai v'chatois v'yashomis v'adoyim. A person has a vada chiv to bring korban chatos or korban Oshem. Shavu lem yom kippurim, that he lived through Yom Kippur. Halacha is chayovim lovel liyachi yom kippurim. Still he has the chiv to bring the korban after Yom Kippur. In other words, Yom Kippur is not mechaper on a chet that you had a chiv to bring a korban chatos. So even though you did not bring it before Yom Kippur, you still have to bring it after Yom Kippur. Chai v'yashom is t'luyim p'turim. A person has the chiv to bring a korban Oshem Tola, and then he lives through Yom Kippur. So after Yom Kippur, he's potter from bringing the korban, because the Yom Kippur is mechaper on a safek aveira. Mishabla yodai safek aveira b'yom kippurim. Let's say someone did a safek aveira on Yom Kippur itself, and afilu im kasher even did the aveira mamash at the end of Yom Kippur, still potter, because shakol yom mechaper, any second of the day is mechaper. As long as the aveira was done on Yom Kippur, even though the end of Yom Kippur would take off the chiyuv Oshem Tola. Again, we did a safek aveira. Mishnehei, Hoisha Shieshaleh Chati Soif. Sofik, meaning that let's say she had a miscarriage, and there's a doubt whether the kid was the kid that's Mechayiv to bring a korban or not. So she has the chiyuv to bring a Sofik, Chati Soif. Now, Shogreli Yom Kippurim, she does not bring it, but rather she lives through Yom Kippur. It's Chayev is lovely after Yom Kippurim. Still, she'll have to bring it after Yom Kippur. It is only a korban Oshem Tola that Yom Kippur is Mechaprim, but not even on a Sofik, Chati Soif. The reason is because she needs this korban to be machshara to eved tit zvachim. That's not only for a kapara, but it's for machshara, let it be fit tit kachim, to therefore she still has to bring a chattis. Chattis saif abal sofik. Like in the case we just said, where the lady had a sofik miscarriage, whether she's chayiv to bring a korban or not. And then what happened was, in mishanim lukam noidalo, let's say, after they made the Malika, now she found out that she was mapo before the miscarriage was really potter from a korban, so she has no chiv to bring it. So the locker is, imishanim loka noida lo harezu to cover. She has to bury it. There's no way out. It was like a chulin, shenishkato biyazara. But the locker is, you have to bury it. Mishnevov, hamafrish shnei sloyim liyoshim. Somebody sets aside two sloyim. That's the amount of money you need for korban oshim. In the case we had a chiyuv to bring a korban oshim. V'lokach b'hem shnei elim. And now the prices were very cheap. He was able to buy two rams for the price of two sloyim. So he brought shnei elim liyoshim. It was like this. Leidim hoye echel mihem yofer shnei sloyim. Leidim b'shasi makes the shchita. If one of these two became worth two sloyim, is yekriv liyashom. He's got to bring them as korban oshim. And he gained on the deal. And v'ashen, the second one, is yirah chisov. We'll let him wait till it becomes a balmum. V'yimachar, he could sell it. And with the money, v'yipol dam l'nadavam. It's like a moisah, the extra money of a korban oshim, the din is the money goes l'nadavam. And you brought nitvas hatzibur. A korban oilus, l'nadavam you bring. Yeah. But that's a locha, that the moisah of a korban oshim, the money goes l'nadavam. Now, what's going to be lokach behem shne'elam l'chulam? Let's say by mistake, again, first he set aside these two sloyim, these two shkolim, he set aside to buy his korban oshim with it. And later by mistake, he took out the two sloyim, and stam he went and bought with it two rams, but lachulim for his own sake, not to buy it for korban, but as if he was over b'shoig of the yisamila. He was nena from the moyes of kachim, that he bought two rams for his own sake. Now later, echad yofa shnei sloyim, the echad yofa sarazuz. Later, b'shasim makes the shechita, one of them becomes worth two sloyim, and the other one is worth even more, 10 zuz. Now, one seller is 4 zuz. So for the 2 zuzim that he had hano from, he has to lay back the keren and the chaymish. So the keren is 8 zuz, and the fifth of that, the fifth milabar, would be 2 zuz. So it comes out 10 zuz. So therefore, if the second carbon is worth now 10 zuz, it goes like this. Hayofa shnei sloyim, the one that's worth 2 sloyim, Yaakov l'ashom, let him bring for his korban oshim that he have to bring. V'yashrein l'imlosa, and the second one now was the yotza, his keren and chaymish with it. And the Mefarshim said what it means to bring the korban oshim, it means the oshim milas. That the fact he was nenef and hegdish, he has a chiyuv now to bring an oshim mila and a keren b'chaymish. So the yotza is korban oshim and the keren b'chaymish with these two kabonis. And then Echanami still have to bring another korban to be Yotzi's first Oshem that he chiv to. What's going to be Echod liYoshem Yechel Chulam when he spent these 2 sloyim, one of them he had a mind to buy a korban Oshem with, and the other one he by mistake he had a mind to use it for himself. So he's only moil from 1 zuz. So that is, Leidim hoyeshel Oshem Yofer Shnei Sloyim, that the one Bema became worth 2 sloyim, is Yikrim liYashamai, that he can bring for his korban Oshem. Here they say it means to bring it for the first chiv korban Oshem that you had from before. You bring it for that, and now the Hasheni and the second korban limilosai shabri for your korban mila, and the yavima sell of a chum shall have to pay now a keren v'chaimish of the sell that you had an offer from, so you have to pay a seller and a chaimish. Mishnah Zayin hamafrish chatosai. That's if someone set aside his korban chatis because he did a chet b'shoigei, v'meis then the father dies, so and he dies before they bring his korban. So locher is lo yiviyena b'yachrav. His son cannot bring this korban, even though the son also did a chet b'shoigei, and he also has a chet to bring a korban. But since this korban was set aside for the father, the son, even though he yashens it, cannot use it. Rather, it's called the chate shemesu baler, which would be l'misozlo. And v'lo yiviyena mechet achet, who then the father cannot bring it from one chet for another chet. Let's say first the father set aside this korban chates because he ate chelif. And then later he also ate dam, and now he wants to bring this korban for the dam. He cannot do that since he first set it aside for the chelev that he ate. And that Misha says, "Afilu achelev shochel emesh, even on the chelev that he ate yesterday, leivienu achelev shochel ayim." Meaning to say, let's say yesterday he ate chelev b'shoigeg, and then he realized it that he had a chiv to bring a korban, and he set aside the korban for that chelev. And then today he eats again chelev b'shoigeg, and he didn't bring the korban yet, so you can't change your mind and bring that korban for this chet of today's chelev. Shemar Pasuk says, Korbonoi and Al Chatosoi. So with Darshan Shia Korbonoi, it has to be your korban, not your father's korban. And also L'shem Chetoi, for the chet that you set it aside, that's the korban, and that's the chet that has to be brought for, and not for another chet. Mishneches, Mevi'in Mehegdish Kisva Siro. So it comes to teach us over here, this Mishnah, that if you just set aside the money to buy a korban chatis, nazu eight chelov b'shoigeg, yavkiyav chatis. Now korban chatis could be brought either from a kiswa, either from a lamb, or else from a sira, from a goat. So let's say you set aside the money, and at that time you had in mind to buy a kisva, to buy a lamb. So Misha says you're allowed to change your mind later and buy a sira. Since you're buying it for the same chet, it's okay. Now the opposite way also, mehegdish a sira, kisva. Let's say you set aside the money to buy yourself a sira, a goat. You're allowed to change your mind later and buy yourself a lamb. Mehegdish kisva sira toirin ubnayayna. If you set aside first the money to buy either a lamb or a goat, you're allowed to change your mind later to bring birds if you have to. The opposite way, mehegdish toirin ubnayayna. If you first set aside the money to buy just birds, you were poor at that time, and then you became later richer later. So asira seifa, again, then you became poorer, so you could later change it to bring asira seifa. That's case. What's the case like this? It's like this. Hifrish kisvoi sira. First you set aside money to buy yourself a behema. Now let's say you did a chet, that the carbon is an oil of urine. If you could afford it, you have to buy a behema. If not, you can buy birds. If not, you can buy a mincha. So first you were mafrish the money. At that time you were rich. You thought you could afford to buy a kisva, so you set aside money to buy either a lamb or a goat. Then what happened was, then you became poor. So now Yechiv is only to bring birds. So Allah the Mishnah says, you're allowed to take that money and now just buy birds with it. What's going to be, Henny even became poorer? Is Yavi Asira Seifa, you're allowed to say, you use this money just to buy yourself an Asira Seifa. And then Echlamid, the leftover money remains chul and you can use it for yourself. Who would in the opposite way? Let's say first you were very poor. And Hifrish li Asira Seifa. You set aside money just to bring a mincha, a tenth of an eighth, how much flour you need for the mincha. Then Heshri became rich, is Yavi Yaif. You have to add a little bit more money to that and buy yourself a bird. What's going to be Heshri if you become richer? Then Yavi Kisva Sira. You could add money to that first money and buy now a lamb or a goat. What's going to be Hifrish Kisva Sira? Let's say first you set aside money to buy yourself a behema, a lamb or a goat. And then the behemoth became a balmum. Same Ross, if you want to now, when you sell it, so since it became a balmum, you're allowed to be paid with it. And with the money now, again, it's not like you have money. So this money, if you become poor, you could just buy yourself a knife. If for shayf, let's say you first set aside money to buy yourself a knife, and you bought the yif, and then the nistoy of the earth became a balmum. Is lo yomi v'dama v'asir sayfa. From that money now, you're not allowed to buy yourself just an income. Shame life pidyon, because the law is with a knife, there's no way to be paid it. Even though a knife becomes possible, not just with a balmum, but with mechusar ever, but once it becomes possible, that's the law, there's no din pidyon by knife. So since you can't be paid it, there's no way to get the money out, so that's it, it goes to the sreifam, and the money you cannot use. Mishneh Tes. Rabbi Shimon says, Kfosim koidmen li'izim mechomakum. In the Torah, when it talks about bringing a korban chatas, so you can bring it either from kvosim or from izim. So the Torah writes the word kvosim, the lambs, before it writes the word lizim, goats. Now, Yochel, I would have thought the same of Neishem of Chormem. Maybe it's true, it's better to bring a keves than it is to bring an ace. And this Talmud let me know. Another pasuk in Vayikra says, V'yim keves yovi korban alachatas. And this really says second. Like before this pasuk, it says, V'yavi korban osiris izim. So you see, the pasuk says, "Eiz a first before a kevis." So what's the pshat? So Rav Shimon says, "Malame comes teach us the psukim sheshneim shkulim, they're both equal. Either one is good." The same thing, Torim koidim levna yoina. In the dogs, before it talks about the young pigeons. Yochel, I would have thought the same if nei shame of chormiyah, maybe like a torim are better. Talmudim, another pasuk says the opposite way. It says, "Uven yoina oitur lachatus." So much as says the young pigeons first before it talks about the dogs. Is Mlamet comes to teach us that really Sheshneim Shkulim, they're both equal. The same thing Av Koidim Lein B'Chomakim. When it talks about Kibbut Avein, the Torah always says the father before it talks about the mother. Yochel, I would have thought to say Shekovet Av Odif Al Kovrein, that there's a bigger mitzvah and maybe giving respect back to your father over your mother. On this time, Mlamet, the pasuk teaches and says Ish Imah V'Yaviv Tiro, the person supposed to have fear, says his mother first and his father. Malamed comes to teach us that really Sheshneim Shkulim, they're both equal. This mitzvah of Kibbut Avim, the chocolate is equal, the mother to the father. Now, Avolam Chom, but there is such a halacha, the Chom says like this, that Oav Koidim Lein B'Chomakim. Then the case, let's say at the same time your father tells you to do something, and your mother tells you to do something else. In this case, then the Lachmid is supposed to listen to your father. Nefnei shuvi imay chayovim bechvayd aviv. Because your mother also has the chiyah to give respect to her husband. So therefore, since the son and the mother both have a chiyah to give respect to the husband, therefore the son has to listen to his father rather than his mother. But it's only when it's the same time, but about it separately, there's a mitzvah to listen to both of them equally. V'chein the same thing with Talmud Torah. Im zochah ben lefnei harav. So now we're explaining, what does it mean to say the same halacha applies by Talmud Torah? So it's like this. If the son was zochah to have a rav, a muvah, to learn rav of his Torah from him, then the halacha is the son has to give respect first to the Rebbe, kaidem esav b'chomakam. You have to give respect to your Rebbe before you give respect to your father. Why? The same sort of neshu, v'yotav chayavim mechvayd rabbi. Because both you and your father also has to give covered to a Talmud Chacham. So therefore, you have to listen to your Rebbe before you listen to your father. Again, we're at the same time. Your father telling you something, and your Rebbe is telling you something, so you have to listen to your Rebbe first. But again, there's only a rabbi move, but you learn, Reif Chachmasai Himenu. And then what did, let's say the opposite, let's say your father is also a Talmud Chacham, so then your father would not have to give respect to this Rebbe, then the Chiyav Av would be Kaidim. The Chiyav Rebbe is only Kaidim because of the Svara, who V'yaviv Chayavim B'choid Rabbi. Yes, Likim Masechta Krisis. All right, we'll stop here.